Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right. Sometimes I wish that for Morning Mindset, we could just do motivational music. Wouldn't that be fun if we just did 10 minutes of motivational music? Because our intro music is pretty motivating. But today we have to continue on. We have a task. We have a journey to complete. And we are moving on with our United States Marine Corps leadership traits. And we're all the way down to the C in buckle. And C stands for courage. According to the United States Marine Corps Leadership Traits Training, courage is what allows you to remain calm while recognizing fear. Moral courage means having the inner strength to stand up for what is right and to accept blame when something is your fault. Physical courage means that you can continue to function effectively when there is physical danger present. All right. And what does the Marine Corps suggest as a way to improve your courage? You can begin to control fear by practicing self-discipline and calmness. If you fear doing certain things required in your daily life, force yourself to do them until you can control your reaction. Wow. Courage. Now, we're talking about leadership here. And I think courage is probably one of the number one things that people would consider the number one trait when it comes to being a leader, not a boss, you know, not the person who's in charge, not a politician. How many politicians actually have courage? Very few. But a leader must display courage, because What are our people doing? What are your people doing? Whether they're your students or whether you're coaching people or whether you're a leader because you're a father or a mother or whether you're in charge of people in a work situation. They're watching you. They're looking to see whether or not you display courage. Now, if you're in a work situation, you may not have to stand up to physical danger, but moral courage, the inner strength to do what is right, not what is convenient, not what is easy, but what is right. And also to accept blame when something is your fault. You know, it takes some courage to stand in front of people that you're in charge of, that you are a leader of, and to say, you know what? I made a mistake. It was my fault. I accept responsibility for that mistake. And I'm going to do the best I can to make it up to you. That's moral courage. Moral courage is not making excuses. We talked about that before on this show. Now, physical courage. I'm going to give you an example of physical courage. Sometimes physical courage is just doing what you need to do because you understand that you can't let people down, or you shouldn't let people down, or other people are counting on you. Courage doesn't mean a lack of fear. Courage means facing your fears. It means, okay, that thing out there, whether it is a physical threat or whether it is an emotional threat, you're going to face it. Now, once again, going back to my Marine Corps experience, When I was on Paris Island, South Carolina, doing basic training, boot camp, and it was 1987 at the time. And I remember, there was a time when we were all sitting down, and every once in a while, boot camp is a crazy place, right? But every once in a while, our instructors would sit us down and they would lay a little bit of wisdom on us. You know, they would give us a little bit of encouragement. Most of the time, we were just going from place to place to place, training, running, shooting, you know, and it was a nonstop pace. But every once in a while, we would all just be sitting down on our butts, and one of our drill instructors would be standing in front of us, and they would relate a story, give us a little bit of a lanyap, if you would. And one of my drill instructors was infantry. He was an infantry soldier, and he became a drill instructor, obviously. So he told us that he was in Beirut. Now, you guys, if you're young, you don't remember Beirut in the 1980s, especially the early 1980s. Beirut in the early 1980s was a very, very dangerous place. And we sent the United States Marines in there to protect various interests and people and so forth. And my drill instructor was part of a unit that was sent into Beirut. And he told us, he said they were landing in what was called a hot LZ, which means that they were, as the helicopters were coming in, they were taking fire. They were being shot at. And they knew they were being shot at. And when you go into a hot LZ, essentially, if your helicopter is equipped with a ramp, a rear ramp, the helicopter doesn't actually land. The pilot just comes in close enough to the ground to get the ramp either touching or about a foot over the ground. The landing gear doesn't touch ground, and you get out fast, right? So our drill instructor, he related to us. He said, we were coming into a hot LZ. He said, they put the ramp down. We knew we were being shot at. We knew we were taking fire. He said, do you guys think I was scared? And you know, the recruits are like, no, drill instructor, you weren't scared. And he goes, you're damn right I was scared. You'd have to be an idiot not to be scared. He said, but I got up, stood up, and I got off that helicopter. And do you guys know why? And of course, we being recruits, we're just like, you know, stare up at him. We're like, And he said, I got off that helicopter because I knew that my unit was relying upon me. I knew that everybody else needed me to be there with them, and there was no way that I was going to let them down.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He said, as scared as I was, I got up and I got off that helicopter because I wasn't going to let my team down. And the funny thing is I heard that story, but I forgot about it. It kind of, you know, it's one of those memories that gets logged way back in and you're, you know, the recesses of your brain. Well, about 3.5 years or so, close to 4 years after basic training, I found myself in an armored personnel carrier. We called them in the Marine Corps, we called them Amtraks. They were armored tractors. There's these amphibious things that you put troops in and they have tracks. And we're driving across the desert. And I was, you guys should know by now, I was part of the, what ended up being Gulf War I. I was with the 6th Marines. And we were part of a unit that was designated as Task Force Ripper. And it was our job to breach the minefields that the Iraqis had set up, to breach through the minefields, to attack and defeat the entrenched infantry and then the armor and artillery so that we could open up a lane so the army's big unit could come through safely up from Saudi Arabia into occupied Kuwait. And so there we are. It's dark. We're cruising along. I'm in the Hummer, and I can hear the explosions on the outside of the track. And when you're riding along in one of these tracks, you're cruising, and all of a sudden the driver throws on the brakes, and you hear the hydraulic locks on the ramp door go chunk. You hear them open, and the ramp door starts going out, or going down, if you will. And at that moment, this is the first time we were going to get out of the track under fire. We were taking sporadic artillery and mortar fire and so forth. That was right at that moment I remembered. I remembered what my drill instructor had said to me, had said to us as a group about getting off that helicopter in Beirut under fire. And my position as an anti-tank assault man meant I got onto the track first, which means I was all the way up in the front. But when you get off, that meant I was going to be one of the last people off. And at that moment in time, I remembered. He said, I wasn't going to stay on that helicopter. I wasn't going to hesitate because I knew that people were relying on me and I wasn't going to let my team down. And that came back to me at that moment. And I stood up and yeah, I was, you know, I understood fear. I understood being, I wasn't scared. I don't believe I was really scared because I'd made peace with the fact that I may be killed and so forth. But it's scary when you go outside and people are dropping artillery and mortars on you, you know. It's not a fun thing. So courage. I found that courage. I was able to find that courage when I needed it. And it was because of something that a leader had demonstrated to me almost 4 years prior. So you never know when something that you do, you may exhibit a courageous act. You may lead by example and you think, you know, I'm a leader and I'm doing these things. And sometimes I feel like, you know, my words and my actions are falling on deaf ears. You know, you might get frustrated. And you might think these people that I'm working with, they just don't get it. They're not paying attention. They don't get it. But you don't know that. It could be something that you do, something that you say, could be that seed that's planted in the mind of that person, and it could be years before they call back on that, before they go back and they're like, hey, I remember when I was in this situation, and whatever you said or did or the example you set could give that person the courage that they need at that moment in time. And I hope that through the morning mindset, I know this is just a podcast and you're just listening to my voice coming through your iPhone or your app or tablet or whatever. But I hope that through morning mindset, I can give you a little bit of extra something to help you carry on throughout your day. All right, tomorrow, or the next segment, and it'll be tomorrow, knowledge. We're going to go to the K in Buckle, and the K in Buckle is knowledge. Until the next time, I am Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again. real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.